Hi, Arturo?
Yes.
Hi, this is Paul. I'm calling you back from Local Splash. I was hoping we might find a few minutes before the end of the day, before the end of the week, to kind of pick up our conversation where we left it. Is this maybe a good time? I know you've got some questions for me.
I do have some questions, but I only got about 5 minutes, to be honest with you. I'm about to pull up to a site right now.
Okay.
I have some questions about, I'm in my car, so I don't have my pad with me. Let me just try to remember here real quick before I pull up here.
Okay.
So when we got cut off, we were talking about, so we talked about local, we talked about...
Right. Yeah, we were talking about different options that you would have. I mean, a local only is really not going to get you, you know, the OKC Metro. We can get started there.
That's the question. The question is, I mean, how high up am I going to... Because I was looking through stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I was searching through some things, and I was seeing people that are sponsors that are all up, you know, they're even before the map.
Right.
You know, and then you get to the map, and then after the map is Angie's List, and then after Angie's List is, you know, whatever.
Correct. You know what I mean? Yes. Yeah. So that's a great question.
So where do I fit in? Yeah.
So we did talk about different packages. The ads that you see above the map, those are pay per click. A lot of people still know it best as AdWords or Google Ads. Now, we can do a campaign that includes Google Ads. You'd be looking at the minimum required ad spend, which Google raised from $100 a month to $300 a month. That was about almost 3 years ago. So on top of a local campaign, you'd be looking at $449 to be in the ad section above the map, as well as the map section just below those paid ads. That's not a bad way to go. It's not always cost effective. It is definitely, it's going to get you the return on your investment. What I should say, it's not always budget friendly for some businesses. We can get you in that local map without doing the paid ads. In fact, a $199 campaign is the lowest I could go for a standalone local-only campaign. But then again, it's not going to get you all of your service area. We can do the local map and then do Facebook ads on top of it, and that would only be $249. I mean, I can reduce the cost of the local package to $149 if we're going to add something to it, right? By itself, I can't do that anymore.
How do they determine who goes in above the map if there's people paying?
That's a good question. There's a rotating system. So regardless of the ad spend, regardless of how much you're willing to spend on Google Ads, it does rotate. So with the $300 that Google requires as a minimum ad spend, we're looking at about 80% of the time that your ads are eligible to run, they will run. And that's usually enough for most businesses. Now, yeah, you can add more money, and then 100% of the time that your ads are eligible to run, they will run. But it is still a rotating system because Google wants it to be fair. They don't just want, you know, the deep pockets to monopolize those spots. So it is always going to rotate. And when your ads are eligible to run, they will be running. And it is our job to make the $300 go as far as it could go. We are Google Ads certified, so our job is to craft the ads, first of all, to get you a higher quality score at a lower cost per click. We may not always be targeting the most expensive keywords, but we are going to target keywords that are relevant to the services that you provide. So it's like you can buy a name brand soda, or you can buy the store brand soda. It's still a soda. It's still going to quench your thirst, and it's still going to taste like what you want it to taste like, but you can pay maybe half as much, right? So it kind of would work that way in a lot of cases. We try to make sure that you're getting as many clicks as you possibly can for keywords related to your services, that you're not going to have to come out of pocket just to reach that 100% availability. But yeah, no matter how deep your pockets are, even like something like Angie's or Home Advisor, they spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google Ads. It does have to be spread out across the country and for all the industries they generate leads for, but they're still going to be rotating in and out of those paid ad spots. And for $300, like I said, we're expecting your impression share to be about 80%. So you're not always going to be up there, but you will be up there enough to get phone calls. Like I said, not always budget friendly, but still a cost-effective way. I mean, you're going to get phone calls. Budget-friendly version to still cover your service area would be Facebook ads. Now, of course, that's a lot different than Google ads. Google ads, whether it's the ads themselves or the local map below it or the organic section, which you were mentioning before. Now, let me touch on that real quick before I forget. The organic section, like the Angie's and the Yelps and the websites that you see below the map, that's called the organic section because you just end up there. There's nothing that really put you there except for, well, what happens is when you're well optimized to show up in the local map, when you've got all the industries, the directories, when you've got all the content the search engines search for, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, the almost 70 directories that talk about your services and service area and kind of reassure Google that you can provide those services. The exact things that we do to get you in that local map or that pack result over time when you start getting clicked on and people see, you know, that you're relevant, when Google can see that people are clicking on your listings, then your website even can pop up there, or directories that you show up on can pop up in the organic section. That's just kind of a byproduct of everything else that we do. It's kind of why it's called the organic section. It just kind of happens on its own. So going back to Facebook ads, obviously when someone's on Google, they're typing something in, Google or Bing. It's a search engine because people are doing a search, and then in turn, the search engines search for content that relates to that search. Facebook is different. We can still target your entire service area. Anywhere in the OKC metro or even beyond, we can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be profitable for you to be found. And you'll have ads as part of someone's live stream when they're on their Facebook page. A lot of people spend time on Facebook. They're not necessarily looking for anything but something to look at, right? And maybe they're thinking in the back of their mind they might need your services. And if they click on it, if they want to see a painting contractor, from there it works the same way. They see your website, they call you directly. If they click on your ad, it costs us like 20 cents even, maybe 25 cents depending on the keyword, whereas Google Ads might be $3, $5, $15 per click. So with $100 of Facebook ads in that $249 package, you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month. So that should be enough to get you out there in front of people who are looking or maybe needing your services, not necessarily looking. So Facebook's kind of advertising.
Hey, Paul, I'm sorry. I've got to cut you off. I do want to keep talking to you, though, so please don't stop calling. And actually, I think I have your text number, so I might try to call you tomorrow if you're available, but I got to jump right now. I'm so sorry.
You going to be around in an hour? Can I call you back one more time today?
No, actually, I'm going to be busy until...
Okay. I hope I answered at least your question and gave you some background information, what the packages can do for you.
Yeah, let's talk about that on the next call, all right?
All right.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Pick up where we left off. I'll try to put my notes in here so we don't miss a step.
All right, thank you, Paul.
All right, you have a great weekend. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.